You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, we see rates, mortgage rates, 30-year, up to 6%. And that has basically doubled the cost of owning a home if you're not buying for cash. And the question is, what does that do to the opportunities out there? Today, it's August 23rd, we got a release that the amount of inventory on the market hasn't been this high since 2009. And we all know what happened in 07 and 08. And we've got with us the Smart Real Estate Coach. You find him at smartrealestatecoach.com, Chris Prefontaine. Chris, great to have you on the show. Oh, by the way, if you got any questions or want to connect with us, kl@carrielutz.com. And while you're at it, tell us how you're coping with higher interest rates. Is it a negative, a positive, or is it meaningless? And to you, Chris, I will address that question.
Yeah, this is by far the hottest topic, Carrie. So thank you, and thanks for having me on the show again. Personally, and I'll tell you why I say it, I'll quantify this. I think it's the best thing that's happened in a long time. Here's why I'm saying that. We're in the creative real estate space. There's the demand right now for that, because of what you just said, is enormous. Because a couple things, you've got hundreds of thousands of buyers that about 6 months ago, when the rates were three-ish, thought they could afford X amount, and now they can't. And that's disheartening. That's that, like, people are emotionally distraught over this. I know it, because we deal with them, we help them. And then you've got, as a byproduct of that, sellers that can't sell like they were 6 months ago. So if there's one constant in real estate, you and I both know, it's change. And so change is where money's made, frankly. The market's screaming for a guide right now, buyers and sellers. And when you can help them, you can create wealth, period. That's historically what's been happening since the 1600s. This isn't new.
Right. We've seen these inflationary cycles throughout history. Mm-hmm. And we've seen markets go up and down. But one thing that, I know that the market might be rough right now, but there still is an acute housing shortage that some experts say is going to last till 2035 or maybe beyond. There's a shortage of housing, unlike in other parts of the world, like in China, where they have 100 million vacant units that were bought as an investment. Cash flow opportunities. How are you helping people through this rising rate minefield, Chris?
Yeah. So here's what I'm screaming from the rooftop to the Wicked Smart community, our community. And that is, because of what I said earlier, things are going to always change. You just need to capitalize on that, create the wealth that's historically been captured by those that know how to pivot in any market. You need to get good at where to fish. In other words, what sellers to speak with during every change. Coming out of the crash, Carrie, the last crash, 08, as you probably remember, I restructured the business to do just that. Like, I restructured the creative finance world. It's not new. I didn't invent it. I restructured it to say, okay, depending on what the market does, here's where we're going to fish. Right now, with the rates screaming up like they are, can we start fishing in the pond of for sale by owners right now, for example? I'm just giving you one small example. Whereas during the hot market, they were selling like hotcakes. We didn't talk to them. So we're teaching the students, investors, listeners, just like right now in this show, to go ahead and structure proper deals in this creative world. And as a result, create three paydays from it. We call it three paydays. We've trademarked it, because it's not about doing a deal and getting a check. That's called a job, in my opinion. It's about creating some wealth, some cash flow, and some now money. And that's how we, to answer your question originally, that's what and how we're doing right now.
Okay. So this for sale by owner, it looks like, I thought for a while this trend was kind of dying out. With lower rates, like your Redfins, and more competitive. And, look, I'm a recovering attorney. I've actually bought properties without a realtor, and it can be done. especially in states where you don't need an attorney, like Florida and others. But what does it really mean to the market when you say you've got these for sale by owner, they can't get rid of the property? How do you work with somebody like that?
Yeah, the answer is going to be the same for, and I should have said this, the same for sale by owners that I'm going to answer as it is for rent by owner, someone I meet on the street, expired listing that a realtor couldn't sell. These are where we fish. And we also like to fish in the pond of free and clear owners. But the building I'm sitting in today was a free and clear building I bought, owner financing, no bank. This is what we do. So what do we say to any one of those people? I want to first find out what they're trying to accomplish if they're not financially stressed, like the case of this building owner here. He wasn't stressed. He was trying to accomplish a goal that the market didn't give him, i.e. price. I got my term. He got his price. Every conversation is either that or what problem are you looking to solve? Sadly, there's people now that are just now getting affected by the forbearances coming, doing things like that. They hung on this long and they're coming out of the woodwork calling us now because they're in a panic. So that's more financial. I got to fix that problem. So it's just a matter of what kind of deal I structure. They're stressed out. They need debt relief, or they're just trying to accomplish a goal and they're willing to go longer to do it, meaning creative financing in longer terms. Doesn't really matter. We're just solving problems or helping accomplish goals.
All right. So the whole key is I remember a guy I once saw his name. Can't remember. Simon was his last name. And this was in the like 80s. And he said, you have this class of owners called don't wanters. Those are people getting divorced. Those are people who can't sell their property, people who've inherited their property and don't want it. And those are the people that you can do the best deals with, right?
I agree. I love that. Don't wanters. I hadn't said that with all the creative things I've thought of. That is awesome. Yeah, people aren't going to stop getting, to your point, stop getting divorced, stop having financial problems, stop expanding downside. That's not going to stop. So people, let me give you a crazy example of what people think in the market when they listen to the media. In March of 20, literally, people were screaming, you can't buy, it's COVID. I screamed to my community, double down. We increased our transactions dramatically. March of 21, they said, oh, you can't buy, too busy. Too crazy. Everybody's selling. You can't find a house. No, we still bought and sold properties on terms without banks. March of 22, up, interest rates went up. You can't buy. You got to wait. So these people are waiting for what? Get really good at structuring deals inside of any market. And that's how you create some serious cash flow to your earlier question, but also wealth.
Right. So, but don't you need money to do all this?
Yeah, we do not. I'm writing down don't wanters, by the way, because I love that. We do not use money. When I came out of the 08 crash, I didn't have any and my credit was trashed. So we buy everything owner financing, subject to existing financing and lease purchase, all of our deals. And all of them, like the lease purchases, carry a written with a $10 deposit built in. I just hung up a Zoom with Brian. He's out in Illinois. He was a guy that was coming out of corporate America with a really good salary, but was a little conservative, gun shy of doing deals. He never did deals before. His first 8 deals, he created a little over $800,000 in 3 paydays, and he did it with $10 deposit. You do not need cash, certainly gobs of it, to buy property. The lease purchases are very safe. You can't go in Texas and do this, but everywhere else you can. And it's $10 built into our agreements. It's not a hard thing for most people to stomach.
Yeah. Why is Texas different than all the other states?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canada-focused exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable high-grade gold assets with major drill campaigns planned across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Fury is led by a management team of proven explorers and developers with a track record of success in advancing and financing project development. Fury Gold Mines is well positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker FURY. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com. That's furygoldmines.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, Texas probably had, I don't know what year it happened, but you're a past attorney. Somebody goes into any industry and screws it up by being unscrupulous or immoral or unethical, right? So somewhere along the line, somebody did something in Texas that pushed them to pass a law that says you can't lease a property and then lease a property out to a buyer, rent own, and be in the middle. That's what a sandwich lease is. You can't do that in Texas. So frankly, my two favorite methods are the other two, because I can buy instead of control, and that is owner financing or sub two. And in Texas, subject to existing financing deals are great because all the attorneys get it. That's what they do. That's easier to find an attorney that knows there, which is comforting. So you just can't do that in Texas. Their law, that's all.
Well, don't most mortgages have a due on sale clause so that you wind up, I don't know, it makes it difficult?
Yeah, so this is a big question too for sub two. So as my attorney locally said back in like 2012 or 13, he had to literally train the junior attorneys in his office because they're all like, oh, we can't do that. We can't, there's due on sales. It's not illegal. It's a contractual issue between the bank and the buyer at that time. So seller, when you're getting to the deal with your mortgage. So here's been my experience. I'm not a past attorney. I'm not a CPA. Here's been my experience for 31 years. When I pay the bills, when I pay the mortgages that are due on the property, I have not had an experience where the bank tried to foreclose ever in 31 years. I'm not saying that I won't, knock on wood. Now, if I was to, I'm not, again, not giving you legal advice for the listener, but there are some hoops we jump through to make it a little bit more protected by way of our agreements, number one, but by way of how we hold title. The Guymon-St. Germain Act back in the 80s, 82-ish, I think it was, allowed families to do transfers of property without triggering that. So usually when we take title to a property, this is us, this is not me telling you what to do. We take it, if it's 123 Jump Street and the last name is Lutz, it's going to be 123 Jump Street Lutz Family Trust. That's how we're going to hold title. Okay. Very simple, but provides us another layer. The moral of the whole story is pay your bill. You don't usually have an issue.
Yeah, so you got to pay the mortgage. You got to make sure it's up to date when you're buying it, right? Or you're going to...
Or catch it up, yeah.
Catch it up, bring it current, right?
Okay. Yeah, we've had those, but usually those are like my earlier example. Those are usually the people that are financially stressed. We had one recently down in Cape Cod. It's a resort area, and they got divorced. They rehabbed the house with a credit card. They had that on their shoulders. One was on the deed. One was on the mortgage. They were $4,100 in arrears. Yeah. They just wanted out. They wanted their hands washed. We did that gladly. We collected, I think, for our payday one, a little over $41,000. We had a queue of $4,100. So not a biggie.
Okay. So when you do it, when you take it to subject to existing financing, aren't the current owners a little wary? Like, what if you don't pay? My credit's going to get dinged.
Yeah, here's been my experience again on this. Like, let's stay with that story because these are real stories. That couple, literally, after looking up our website, never asked again because they wanted out. Mm-hmm. See, the guy I dealt with on this building would be the person that would say something like that if you were doing a sub two with him because he was financially well off. The people that are needing relief want relief yesterday, or that thing's getting foreclosed on and they're trashed forever with their credit. So we actually saved them. And if someone's doubting whether we can pay it or not, I say, look, you got to ultimately put your head in the pillow at night and be comfortable with us. So look us up. And when I say look us up, if you're for your viewers, if anyone's doing investing right now, you want to make sure you're certified with the Creative Financing Real Estate Association. That helps credibility. You want to make sure you submit to the BBB. That helps credibility. And other than that, they got to be comfortable. And I say to them, I take it away. I say, Kerry, if you were myself, I say, look, and if after you do your due diligence on us and you see our certifications, you're not comfortable, don't do it. I just take it away and let them go find another alternative. You know, usually we can act quickly in those debt reliefs.
Hmm. Interesting. So what areas are you buying properties now? Where do you think are the best markets for this type of approach?
This is interesting because you and I start talking about the market, right? And I don't think there's ever one market. There's pockets. Mm-hmm. So we and our family company are only in Mass, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. And then our students range literally from West Coast, California, to all the way to the East Coast and everything in between. So we're doing deals all over the country. I tell people, unlike some, you know, multifamily, larger apartment syndications and people who try to time different markets, I tell people we're going to draw a 50-mile radius around your house, your office, and we're going to find enough deals in that 50 miles. When you talk, the profit on our deals carry a range from like $45,000 to $250,000. They're big profitable deals on all three paydays. So most people I'm teaching, they don't need to go out and do 30 of these, you know, in a year. They do a dozen. They're going to create an income that can let them escape their job in most cases or create some additional wealth. Right.
Okay. Once you get started and you see you can do it, how long from when you find the deal to when payday comes?
Okay, this ranges from literally 5 days to 120 days usually. I say five because we did a fast deal a few times, like 5 to 11 days. But when you're brand new, you don't have a list built up yet. You're just going to start fresh advertising that. You're probably talking 30 to 120 days. Yeah, you get your payday one. A quick example, gentleman from New Hampshire, brand new student of ours, came down, did an office visit with us. We offer that for people to see what the heck we do behind the scenes. He left here, put three homes under agreement. Last weekend, my son helped him with his first rent-to-home buyer, and he closes tomorrow on $125,000 payday one. That whole process was probably 4 weeks. That's not the norm. This guy's ecstatic, right? This is his first deal. Sure.
Everyone would be doing it. Obviously, time is a factor.
Is that easy? Yeah.
You know, a lot of times these deals drag on, Chris. When do you? When is the right time to bow out of a deal where you just say it's not going to work?
Yeah, this is good because we put in our agreements, especially if you're a newer student. All our agreements have a period that's a buyer contingency. So I put your home under agreement and I say it's contingent upon me finding a buyer within 90 days. After 60 days, I know if it's been quiet, I'm not going to pop this thing. So in fairness to the seller and me, let's move on. But most of the time, because we're offering terms, you're talking about, like, especially with the interest rates, you're talking like 80% of them, some of the markets. If you took a picture of all the buyers right now, 80% of them can't get financing today. And many of them need 2 years, some of them shorter, but that's who we help.
Okay. Do you do interest-only mortgages with them, wraps, rent to
buy? We're usually doing rent-to-own with the buyers unless they approve themselves. And if we have the home on a longer term, like a sub-2, we don't mind doing a wrap and doing owner financing for them because that's staying in the deal a lot longer. It's almost like I call it creating a payday four because you're pushing that deal way out.
Interesting. Well, I know you guys out there are going to be thinking about this. How do we find out more about you, Chris, connect with you on the web and all that?
I've got a simple link for just your tribe. It'll be just for the show. They can pick up our book, two books, but they're both bestsellers. And this isn't one of those offers, Kerry, where you go, hey, my free book, and they got to put a credit card in for shipping. This is free. Yeah. We'll ship it. You won't put a dime up. Just go to wickedsmartbooks.com/Kerry, okay, and you'll get that free gift from us. Our gift to you. I'm big on free. Go on YouTube, check out our deal structure videos. There's 150 of them. Go find out what the heck it is that Kerry and I were just talking about. If you can listen to my New England accent for another hour, go to my free master's class. It's just smartrealestatecoach.com/master's class.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's always an education speaking with you, Chris. And we're going to put up that link. Appreciate you coming on. If you got any questions for Chris, shoot me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. And of course, go over to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com, sign up for your free newsletter. Chris, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.